Small acreage landowners learn to improve water use. Many residents looking to escape the bustle of Colorado's Front Range land in Mesa County to enjoy the surrounding mesas and fertile land fed by the Colorado River. Western Colorado's Grand Valley is a popular destination for small acreage farmers and ranchers. But because many of these people are new to farming, they tend to overwater their fields and pastures. Dennis Reich, a Colorado State University Extension Western Region Water Resources Specialist, explains why Extension was particularly interested in helping this population with irrigation practices.
The reason why small acreage owners are sort of like a special target audience for water education is because they tend to be either new to an agricultural setting or new to Colorado or both. They're kind of unique in that way. I mean, there are a few guys that are, you know, your gentleman farmer who basically have got the last 20 acres left of their granddaddy's farm and, you know, they irrigate fine. But the vast majority of folks are, you know, they came from Denver and they want a slower pace of life.
Overwatering can cause weed infestations and increase mosquito outbreaks. Excess irrigation can also impair downstream water quality and harm aquatic life by leaching salt and selenium into rivers. In response, CSU Extension launched the Small Acreage Irrigation Ambassador Program in 2010 in Mesa County. The program identifies the source of irrigation inefficiencies, makes recommendations for improved irrigation management, and helps landowners better understand how plants, water, soil, and weather interact. Reich says this advice can save residents time and money.
They're having a problem that's consuming more time than they've got. Because most of these folks, they're living there for the quality of life and or the tax benefits. So they usually have either a job in town or they're telecommuting or they're trying to be retired and they don't feel like they're enjoying their retirement because all of a sudden, you know, they've got water everywhere and then, you know, they just don't know what to do with their irrigation. So if we can come out and help them get them on track and they suddenly notice, you know, they're spending half as much time irrigating, you know, that to them is worth money.
In 2011, CSU Extension hired a dedicated small acreage irrigation ambassador to perform irrigation audits. From April to October, interested landowners can schedule a visit with the ambassador during or immediately following irrigation. Within 2 weeks of the audit, landowners receive a report that details collected data and recommended next steps. Reich says one of his main goals is to reassure landowners that using less water will benefit them.
If you're waterlogging the root system, then every night that plant is stressed. If you can basically make them feel okay about putting less on, then they suddenly are like, oh, okay.
In 2010 and 2011, the Small Acreage Irrigation Ambassador Program provided 58 landowners feedback about their irrigation practices. Ambassadors classified over half of the sites as either poor or needing improvement, while only 10% earned an excellent rating. Improved irrigation management can benefit individuals in a number of ways, including decreasing neighbor disputes, which are often over water, increasing crop and pasture productivity, and decreasing mosquito breeding sites. Reich says proper irrigation management will only become more important as more small acreage landowners populate the state.
In terms of like what the state is going to look like in 50 years, one thing you can be sure of is small acreage is going to be taking up more and more acreage. I know on the Western Slope, that's how sprawl is going to occur. You know, so in terms of water use, you know, this slice of the water use pie is going to get bigger. The way these people use water just becomes critical to planning, water quality impacts, and weed control. This is really where it's all going to occur. These are going to be the people that are going to be responsible for most of that.
For Colorado State University Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.